Welcome to the Ridge Community Church podcast. At the end of this episode, please take a moment to hit the subscribe button and find us online at theridgecc.com. At our website, you can catch up with everything that's happening at The Ridge, watch previous messages, and learn more about who we are. If you want to watch services live, you can catch them every Sunday via our online community at live.theridgecc.com. We hope this message inspires you to take the next step in your faith journey. Enjoy.
Welcome, everyone. Hey, thanks for joining us today, and I do hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. And I don't know about you, but I really needed to see that video just to see some good. I mean, these past 7 days, they have been gut-wrenching for us as a community. When I first heard about the events at the Waukesha Christmas Parade, I honestly thought I was in a dream. I mean, I thought this couldn't happen here. And then I went on social and I saw the video clips and all of the social posts. I watched the news cut-ins. And honestly, I wasn't sure how to process it all. I was just wondering, hey, what do we do about this? I mean, how do I talk about this? Or how do I talk about it with my kids? And after a while, I realized I only wanted it to be a dream. But it wasn't. It's a dark reality. And here's what we know right now. I mean, there are 50 people injured, 6 dead. That number may change. And it is a result of a horrific tragedy in the midst of when people were celebrating. And it's in a time like this that I ask, and you may ask, hey, what can we really do about this? I mean, can I really make a difference? Can I really change what's going on in this world? It feels so heartbreaking, overwhelming, and confusing. And if you're like me, you might be tempted to go numb. Part of me, and maybe you wants to pretend that this didn't happen because you don't want to deal with all of the emotions that come with it. And you go quiet because you aren't sure of what to say. Or maybe you get angry and you might start blaming God or start blaming other people. Hey, it was this person's fault, or it's a result of this or that. And you take your sadness and hurt and you project it as anger to others or online. Or you get really sad or depressed. You have this hopeless feeling. Our world has come to this where we aren't even safe at a parade anymore. It's almost not worth living in this time because it's gotten so bad. And all of those emotions and reactions, they're completely normal. They're what I have felt these past few days, and they may be what you've felt, but what if you and I could actually push past those emotions and we get to a place where we can and do make a difference, where we don't respond out of confusion, anger, or sadness, but out of love, where we can show those that are impacted that it's not hopeless, but that there is something or someone to hope in, because someone chose to bring them hope. A few years ago, a partner church of ours in California experienced a horrible tragedy. And as they came together, a pastor there shared a powerful line with them, and they shared it with us. And it's so relevant to this time. Here's that line. The light shines brightest in the dark. That word light is referring to a statement that Jesus said to his followers, and perhaps in his most famous sermon, Jesus told his followers this: you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You, that's anyone who claims to be a follower of Jesus. You are to give light to everyone, regardless of who they are, their past, what they've done, whether they live there or not. They can see because of that light. And that is Jesus' point. Let your light shine through your good deeds. See, our community needs light because it's dark. It's so hard to comprehend, to see such reckless disregard for human life, to hear of families desperately looking for their children, to hear the sounds of screams when you expected to hear sounds of joy, to have the Christmas you wanted ripped away because of a horrible injury, death, or emotional scar. It's dark, but the light shines brightest in the dark. Meaning, as followers of Jesus, it's time to be the light. Let it shine before others because they are stumbling in the dark and they're looking for hope. We can't change what happened, but we can decide to bring light into the darkness, which is why I love that we are in Live Big, because this is what we are doing as a church. We are working together to shine brightly. Earlier this week, our team asked, well, how does this tragedy impact Live Big? And the answer, it only highlights the need for it and expands what we are doing for Live Big. And so if you're new with us, here's what you need to know about Live Big. Live Big is our annual initiative where we all come together and we practice the words of Jesus. And this is actually Paul quoting him in the book of Acts, where Paul says, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And by giving more than we receive, we live bigger than ourselves. And Jesus says we are more blessed or better off when we do so. And these words, they pave the way for us to make a difference in our hurting communities, make an impact on the next generation, and leave a legacy far greater than ourselves. Which is why we are on a journey together to practice what Jesus says. And there are three parts to Live Big. There's a give piece, a serve piece, and a love piece. 2 weeks ago, we invited everyone to start by giving financially to Live Big. And as a reference point, we challenged ourselves to start at giving $40 per person who attends or watches online. This is just like a meal out or a month's worth of coffee for some of us. But giving to Live Big, it's going to have a far greater impact. And if you can give more than that, then we want to challenge you to do so. Stretch yourself. Start by asking God, hey, God, what do you want to do through me through Live Big? And give what you arrive on. I mean, we've heard stories of God moving in you as you've given to this. I mean, you're giving up coffee, you're giving up Starbucks, you're giving up all of that. And even your kids, they're working to do extra chores to give to Live Big. And you can continue to give to Live Big by going to theridgecc.com/livebig or on our app. And all that is given at this site, it's given away. I mean, we don't keep a cent of it. It's given to great organizations that we've been talking about. And they help with at-risk children and people in need in our communities. I mean, this is going to make a big difference for a lot of people. And the second piece of Live Big is the serve piece. And we have the opportunity to serve in a way that will make a big difference in our community. First, we have committed to providing a wonderful holiday experience for kids and families that may not have the opportunity to do so on their own through Winter Wonderfest. And we are inviting thousands of kids with limited resources to not just come here in a few weeks to pick out a toy as a gift, but have an incredible, fun-filled experience with their family. There'll be hot cocoa bars, games, activities. This will give families in need not just an experience to remember, but also to know that there is a community of people that loves them and is for them by going out of their way to give and serve them. We have filled 61% of the serving slots for this. So what that means is you are filling this up, but there's still room for you to serve with you and your friends. And then with the tragedy in Waukesha, we are going to serve them in need. The way we feel led to serve is to help the helpers. For example, we are able to bring baked goods and breakfast items to school counselors and those helping students at the local schools as they're processing the trauma. And we're still reaching out to all of our partner churches and organizations to identify needs and ways to serve. And we're going to share ways to serve on our social channels. So please follow us there to know how you can jump in. But to do all of this, we need 100% participation of you not just giving, but also serving. That's why our goal is 100% participation, that everyone who attends the Ridge, whether you consider yourself a follower of Jesus or not, will give and serve during Live Big. We've been off to a great start with Live Big so far, and you're going to see some pictures on your screen of things that have been done so far. But even our kids and our students, they've been a part of this as our kids have jumped in and packed hygiene kits for one of our partners that serves kids and students without a home in our area. So go ahead, get your family, your group, and invite your ones to serve with you. And if you missed either of those previous weeks, go back, watch, and listen. Just jump in. And this leads us to the third piece, the love piece. And it's so appropriate for us to talk about this today. Now, candid confession, we've been doing Live Big for over 6 years, and we've broken it down, give, serve, love. And I'm a pretty practical guy, so I get giving, I know how to do that, and I get serving, I know how to do that. But the idea of loving for Live Big, That is something that I was usually a little unclear about. I mean, how is that different? It doesn't feel as tangible at first to do. You can just do that and move past it. You can't do that. But reading through Scripture and the words of Jesus, it actually becomes pretty clear what loving bigger than ourselves looks like. And it's actually what drew people to Jesus and what drew people to the early church. Loving big is how the Jesus movement grew from a handful of people to a movement of hundreds of thousands. And it's something that if we unlock and do in our lives today, it is the power for us to partner with God and be a light that shines the brightest in the dark. So how do we love bigger than ourselves? Here's how. It's found in a phrase of the Bible that I read the other day. I've read it many times before, but it just jumped at me this time. And this statement is written by Paul. He's one of the first church leaders, and it's found in Galatians chapter 5. Now, a quick setup. Paul is writing to this church that is having this big fight. And the fight is going to seem trivial to us, but it was anything but trivial to them. It's about the decision to get circumcised or not. And here's why they were arguing about this. Many Jewish people started following Jesus, and the sign of their religion was the men being circumcised. But then also many other people who weren't Jewish, they started following Jesus too, and they weren't circumcised. And so those who were Jewish and started following Jesus first thought that maybe those who weren't Jewish needed to first become Jewish, get circumcised, and then follow Jesus. Well, understandably, those who weren't circumcised weren't really wanting to go through on the surgery for a number of reasons. And their argument is, we don't have to do that to follow Jesus. Can't we just follow Jesus? And so it's turning into this big fight. Both sides are saying, you aren't following Jesus the right way. Translation, our way. So Paul comes in with this brilliant statement, and it's found in Galatians chapter 5. He says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts. So Paul is lifting them up to see this argument at a much higher level. Neither side is right because you are arguing about the wrong thing. My son started soccer this fall, and when he wasn't in the game, he had this tendency to turn around on the sideline and watch all of the other games except his own. And so I'd call out to him from the sideline, hey, Brennan, turn around, watch your game. That's the one that matters. That's the one we came here for. And this is what Paul is doing. He's calling out to them. Hey, turn around. You're arguing about the wrong game. There's much bigger things we as Christians have to pay attention to. And so it's not circumcision or uncircumcision. Or in today's terms, it's not mask or no mask, vax or no vax, digital or in person, Republican or Democrat. When it's an either or, neither has any value. But instead, the only thing that counts, the only thing that matters, the only thing that makes a difference, the only thing that leaves a legacy is this. Paul says, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. And that word expressing means to work, to demonstrate or show. And you're demonstrating the third piece of live big, love. But Paul didn't use that word. That's how our English language translates it. He used the word agape. And the best way to describe agape is unconditional self-sacrifice. Meaning, I'm going to express love to you by giving up myself and give you what I have, even though there is no possible way that you could pay me back. Even when you don't deserve it, even when you don't respond to the way that I hoped you would. Paul said, if you're a follower of Jesus, this is your scoreboard. This is your soccer game. The only thing that matters for you and for me is our faith expressing itself through agape love, through our unconditional self-sacrifice. It's not just saying I believe in God or I have faith in God. There has to be a tangible expression that illustrates that our faith is real. Paul says that the game we play as Christians, the only thing that counts is when our faith is demonstrated through love, which means we demonstrate and work to put our unconditional, self-sacrificial, agape love in action. Why? Because this is how we let our light shine before others. This is how we help others see in the dark, and the light shines brightest in the dark. In fact, Jesus was so clear about this that the night before he was killed, he spoke more plainly about this to his followers, and it's recorded in this conversation that we have in his biography in the book of John, where Jesus says, my command, this is not an option, my command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And the word love, there it is. He used agape, and Jesus is introducing this world to a culture that has not heard this before. It's the sacrificial gift that Jesus first gives us. And when he used this word greater love, not long after this, Jesus actually modeled for them what he said here. But he didn't just give his life for them, his friends. He also gave his life for those who weren't and would never be his friends. Jesus's point that if you receive my gift of love, and I hope that you do, that you would actually take that love and show it in such a way that you are willing to give your life away. Not just love those who love you back, but also love those who don't love you back and never will. Why? Because it shows people who God is and how much he loves them by bringing light into their darkness. As our faith expresses itself in love to help us do this, I want us to just look back at a prayer that actually drives us as a church, because this prayer is a prayer that guides us to express God's love to others. And this is a prayer we talk a lot about as a church, and we need to, because this is at the heart of Jesus' command to agape others the way that he has agaped us. And it paves the way for us to demonstrate God's love to others. Remember, this is the only thing that counts. It's what brings light to the dark. And this prayer is a question. And it's a question that is never fully answered. And here's that prayer. Hey God, what does loving like Jesus require of me today? What does expressing unconditional, self-sacrificial love to others require of me today? Which means to love like Jesus is to love all people in our lives in a way where we are willing to give our lives away and expect nothing back. And do you know what happens when we pray this prayer and we live this way? It changes the world. How do I know? The first followers of Jesus did this. And do you know what happened? Babies who were thrown away, not wanted, they were scooped up and adopted, and they were invited to be a part of their families. And Christians started this practice of adopting others. The sick back then were outcasted and left to die. Well, Christians, they went to them. They risked their lives, their health, to pray, care, and heal. And do you know what they started? Hospitals. As widows, orphans, sick, the impoverished, as they were loved in such a way by Christians that they were taken care of, they were supported, and they were drawn to this Jesus movement because of how much the Christians loved, gave, and served them. So this is our time for Live Big and Beyond, for those impacted and devastated by the events in Waukesha, to shine the brightest in the dark by expressing our faith through love. So we're going to start with this prayer. What does loving like Jesus require of me today? And then go, baby, go, because here's what this is going to look like. It's going to start with giving sacrificially to live big. For you, that might not mean giving $40. That might not be sacrificial. It might be $400. Because what does love require? Because what we give to live big will go towards alleviating the suffering of those who are suffering. Let the light shine in the dark. And then we're going to serve selflessly. So sign up to serve at Winter Wonderfest and invite your one with you and truly give of yourselves for those in need. But don't let it stop there. Serving selflessly may be connecting with one of our partners and regularly serving. And if you're thinking, yeah, that doesn't fit in my schedule, then ask, what does love require? We make time for the things that are important so you can change your schedule. And as we do this, we love unconditionally. We keep doing it, even if they can't or won't pay us back. We keep going because Jesus kept going for each one of us. And if we get this right, this will show our communities who are in so need of love just how loved they are. Because the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself in love. So let's practically demonstrate the love of Jesus. Let's let our light shine bright. Give, serve, love. And let me pray for us. God, you went first and you introduced to the world this idea of agape love, where you gave your best for us by giving us your son, Jesus. And God, your hope was that we would receive your love, but you gave yourself anyway, even if we said, no, we're not going to receive it. But God, as followers of you, we receive that love We receive your agape love. And God, we know that as we receive this, you have called us, commanded us, and invited us and said the only thing that matters is that we take the love that you've given us and to share that and to demonstrate that love to our communities. God, we know our neighbors in Waukesha, God, they are devastated by the events of what happened. And God, as they are just wondering and just reeling from what has happened, we pray that it is our love that you have given to us. And as we share that with them, it would give them the light and the hope that they desperately need. God, we pray that you would bring healing, not just physical healing, but emotional, spiritual healing. And God, that you would use us in a way that would bring your hope and your love to them as they are wandering in the dark. God, we pray for ourselves who are impacted by this. And God, we pray that you would bring healing to us as well as we go through this. God, we pray that you would allow us to live in your love. And as we live in your love, God, we would live bigger than ourselves. We would take that love and we would follow and ask ourselves, well, what does loving like you require of us today? God, that we would go and give of ourselves, serve selflessly, and love unconditionally. And God, as we do that, we would shine brightly in this world that needs light to bring them out of the darkness. We thank you for going first and giving us your son, Jesus. And we want to follow his example. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Community Churches podcast. If you live in Southeast Wisconsin, we'd love to host you at one of our weekend services. For directions, service times, and more about our kids and students' environments, visit us at theridgecc.com. That's theridgecc.com.